Second Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. I like that. Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine dunamis power, say divine dunamis power, hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. If you notice, service is shifting, atmosphere shifting, presence shifting. All that's coming out of dunamis power that's being added to the word. And notice that it giveth all things. It's a foundation for all things. Dunamis is the foundation of your life. You should actively be receiving dunamis every day. Dunamis, like grace, needs to be received. Can't work for it, but you can certainly receive it. Everything in the kingdom of God transfers by faith. Amen? It transfers by faith. So we move into receiving mode. Glory to God. I'm going to remind you of the Holy Spirit's definition. Some of you have heard this before, of dunamis. It says, the creative substance of divine essence and power that works in conjunction or in harmony with the word, of which the Holy Spirit employs to tangibly manifest the invisible kingdom of God in the earth. That's a great definition. Praise the Lord. That's the Holy Spirit's definition. You want to hear that again? The creative substance of divine essence and power that works in conjunction and harmony with the word, of which the Holy Spirit employs to tangibly manifest the invisible kingdom of God in the earth. So I'm sitting in Pastor Chuck's service, listening to him, and I just get this download. It just boom, 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 boom. How many of you get downloads? Downloads are awesome. You need to learn to receive by download. You receive, God downloads your spirit, not your mind. Your spirit will enlighten your mind. That's the way you should receive revelation. You receive it from the head to the heart, you're going to get it wrong. Yet the Holy Spirit teaches your spirit. He transfers to your spirit. And then your spirit enlightens the mind by the Holy Spirit. He does not teach the mind first. That's what's wrong. People try to mentally or intellectually assent to the word. You can't do that. The word is spiritually discerned. It has to be taught. Transferred by the Holy Spirit. We must have the Holy Spirit as our teacher. He's going to do so much in these last days. He has so much for us, and he's been training and equipping us and leading us and guiding us. But I heard him say this. Well, when he downloaded, it says, dunamis for hope, dunamis for faith, dunamis for love, dunamis for light, dunamis for all things. That's what he said. Isn't that good? I said, wow. That's good. He said, dunamis for hope, dunamis for faith, dunamis for love, dunamis for light, dunamis for all things. I mean, dunamis is everywhere. It's amazing we should have known this more. Should know more about it. It fuels every part of your walk, every part of the foundation of your life. It'll fuel your life with something greater than you. But as long as we can do it ourselves, we don't really call upon dunamis because we can still do it. There'll come a time in every one of our lives that we realize we can't do it. There's a portion of God's plan, a big portion, especially when you move past a 30-fold operation, you start getting up into 60 and 100-fold, well, you're not going to be able to do that part. That part of you, you can't do. You're going to have God to do that. The highest levels will take all of God and none of us. The lower levels, God allow the mixture because it's part of the growth and training and maturity. In the higher levels, it takes all of him, utter surrender and all of God. And to do that, we have to understand what our part is. When it's an all of God thing and none of us, there's still part of you in the process. But the part of you, you have to understand what's sanctioned by God and what's not. When you're going after 100-fold glory, when David had the ark, he didn't understand what was sanctioned and what wasn't sanctioned. He thought he could move that kind of glory around at will. The priests weren't trained to move that glory, and Uzzah lost his life for it because he thought he could steady things. In the higher levels of God, flesh can't steady anything. But there are things that you're sanctioned to do and are sanctioned to be a part of in the higher levels of God. Faith is sanctioned. Operations of hope are sanctioned. Love is sanctioned. Light is sanctioned. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You're able to touch the things of God by faith only, but not by your own self. And that's a hard thing to do when you've learned all your life to do things by your own will. That part gets surrendered. It takes time to surrender that part. That's why some of the greater men of God in the Bible spent a lot of time on the backside of the desert. They were being prepared and trained. Moses found out that he could not just lift his hand and kill an Egyptian. No, he had a deliverer on the inside of him. He was a deliverer, but that's the way he thought he was going to deliver. Sometimes we do that when we have a lot on the inside of us. God will put his will and his plan in us on very early in life. He'll implant his will and his plan. He'll put it early when we're not ready for it. Joseph wasn't ready for God's wisdom. God told him what was going to happen in the end, but he told him when he was in the beginning, a little boy full of himself. And he went and told all his brothers, my star's going to rise above yours. The sun and the moon's going to worship me. My sheep's going to rise above you guys. Well, they didn't like that kind of thing. That's not something that he probably should have said to them. But in his wisdom, he was like, I'm the Father's favorite. Now I'm God's favorite. Don't you love me for being the favorite? You might want to walk like Richard in the end and walk with humility. Humility gets you a long way in the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. What we want, what we're looking for, what we've been carrying, what we've been seeking, what we've been holding and keeping, acknowledging, seeing and saying, keeping in the palms of our hands, written upon the pages of constitutions, is something man simply cannot do. But we're sanctioned to cooperate with God. We're just not sanctioned to produce it ourselves. The word of the Lord under Zerubbabel, the first thing about that word is not by might, not by power. By my spirit will come by grace. If it be of grace, it cannot be done of works. So when you hear that, you say, well, I don't have anything to do with this, then God's going to do it. Of course he's going to do it, but you are sanctioned to be a part of that. And you must understand the part you're sanctioned by. God is going to fuel. Faith is one of the major operations that you're sanctioned to operate. And dunamis is a major foundation of faith. But before faith comes, hope comes. Amen? So let's start with hope. Romans 15, 13. Now, say now. Now! The God of hope. I like that. The God of hope. You're not going to birth anything without hope. First thing the enemy's going to do, especially when we're advancing in God, he's going to come after your hope. He wants to create an atmosphere around you of hopelessness. How many of you ever experienced hopelessness? He barrages you with circumstances and situations. He's after your hope because he understands hope is the stage, the first fundamental foundation before faith comes. And faith brings manifestation, but hope is first. And God's not going to leave you to your hope. He is the God of hope. He builds the hope in you. It's not just your hope. If you're just constantly grasping your hope, it's a hope that's built by the Holy Spirit. It's built by God, and it's built by his word. And you must protect your hope. Listen, when the enemy's after your hope, you cannot allow hopelessness to set in. Because the dominion mechanism is going to work. Regardless, it'll work for good and it'll also work for the other way as well. If hopelessness sets in, because you have a dominion mechanism on the inside, as a man thinketh and believeth in his heart, so is he. It will order an atmosphere of brokenness, and it's not the good kind. Things will break down around you and when you walk around in hopelessness. Take a person in hopelessness, you cannot fundamentally change the atmosphere of their life until you remove the hopelessness. And deal with the hopelessness, because that hopelessness is going to breed depression and it's going to breed poverty. You find a person that's hopeless all the time, you will find poverty with that person. You'll find heaviness with that person. You'll find depression. It'll breed that atmosphere around it. You find somebody with hope, you'll find somebody with joy. Find somebody with hope, they're going to have life on them too. Praise the Lord. The enemy's going to come after your hope. You have to understand that, but God, he's the God of hope. Say the God of hope. What's he said? He'll fill you. He'll fill you. He'll fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Fill you with all joy and peace.
God's going to fill you. This is what you're sanctioned to be filled with the Spirit. You need peace. You need joy. You need hope. He's going to do that by that you may abound in hope. You're going to abound in hope through peace and joy. But what's fundamentally feeding all that, then you may abound in hope through the power. Dunamis. Say dunamis. Dunamis fuels your hope. Dunamis for hope. Dunamis is what builds hope. It'll hold your hope up when the enemy's trying to come after it. Understand the circumstances and the situations around your life. Some of them are not natural. A lot of times, they're demonically induced to come after and destroy your hope, to shift your hope into hopelessness. When he moves you in hopelessness, he's got you. You cannot allow your spirit and your belief system to be moved into hopelessness. You cannot do that. You must stay. But dunamis power will uphold your hope. Even under satanic warfare, demonic warfare, it'll hold your hope up. And dunamis will be supplying joy and peace. Right in the midst of a storm, you'll be counting it all joy. You'll have a smile on your face and I'm going to get right through this. Praise the Lord. Peace and joy, but dunamis is fueling that. Be a constant receptor of dunamis power. Be a constant receptor. Be in receiving mode all the time. I am worthy to receive dunamis out of the veil of riches and glory. It's an eternal substance and it will never run dry. Hallelujah. It's going to be there all the time. It's going to fuel my hope. Right now, Father, I ask you to fuel the hope in here. Lift the hope. Those that have been hopelessness, let them cast off the heavy burdens right now. Let them cast off that hopelessness. We cast that hopelessness off, Father. Let dunamis now be released into the foundation of their spirit to undergird and uphold their hope, Father. Lift their hope again. Godly hope. Lifting their hope. Hope. Hallelujah. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it's a tree of life. I hold hope in my heart until the desire cometh. Oh, dunamis will uphold your hope. Dunamis for hope. Dunamis for faith. Dunamis for love. Dunamis for light. Dunamis for all things. Hebrews 11:1 says this. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. See. Dunamis is going to fuel the hope, but dunamis then turns the hope into the substance of faith. Dunamis then becomes one of the major components of faith. Faith's components are the Word, dunamis, power, and the Holy Spirit. Without those three, your faith's not going to work very well. When you're full of the Word, and you're full of the Holy Spirit, and you're full of dunamis, your faith's going to work just fine. Dunamis is going to undergird your faith. Hallelujah. Amen. And the evidence of God's word is going to undergird until God bursts. Praise the Lord forever. Now go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Wherefore also we pray always for you. Wow, we pray always. Man, I don't have to pray. Well, they prayed always. That our God would count you worthy of this calling. And fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness. Isn't that good? Fulfill the good pleasure of his goodness. God has good pleasure of his goodness for you. Father, fill the good pleasure of your goodness in my life. That just sounds like goodness. Wrapped in good pleasure. It's God's good pleasure to give you goodness. Listen, God's not setting you in the midst of poverty and tribulation and storm. God has a plan of goodness for you. Amen? To fulfill the good pleasure of his goodness. And the work. Oh, man. Did he say that? The work. The work. See, you're sanctioned to work. It's a spiritual work you're sanctioned for. It's going to produce a labor that's born of the Spirit of God. The work of faith with dunamis, power. You know what that word with means? We'll look at this several times a day. It's the Greek word in, E-N, in. You know what else it means? It means by and through. Let's read it like that. That God would count you worthy of this calling, fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work. He's going to fulfill the work of faith by and through his dunamis power. Your hope must be fueled by dunamis. Your faith must be fueled by dunamis. But he's going to fulfill the work of your faith. What must we do to work the works of God? Believe. He's going to fulfill your believing. He's going to fulfill your work of faith through and by created dunamis power. It's a foundational substance he created the world with. It's a foundational substance he's going to create your future with. You got to have it. Have a lot of it. Have an abundance of it. Amen? There's three things you need an abundance of. That's the Holy Ghost, the power, and the Word. Holy Spirit brings the Word and the power, and he is called to transfer that to you. Dunamis. Say dunamis. I like that. Through faith, shall receive dunamis. So we have dunamis for hope, dunamis for faith, dunamis for love. Do you think you have to walk in love just on your own? You should read 1 Corinthians 13. Have you ever read that? Have you ever tried to do 1 Corinthians 13 on your own? Though I could give my body to be burned and give all my goods to feed the poor and have not love, how could that possibly be? You give all your goods to feed the poor and give your body to be burned for the cause of your religion and I have not love? Because he's not talking about human love. You don't have to just walk in love like that. You can just get dunamis power to help you love. Because it's not your love God's looking for. It's his love. And dunamis will help God's love be fueled in your life. If you try to walk in love on your own, you'll probably miserably fail. Especially if you give it a good go. It's like trying to give patience a go. Two things God's going to teach you regardless you pray for it or not. Patience and love. You might as well let God be in control of the development of those two. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 3. Dunamis for hope. Dunamis for faith. Dunamis for love. That's a good thing. Praise the Lord. When my love tank is low, I start receiving more dunamis. It'll help you love. Some people get a natural calling. When you're a pastor, you're going to have a natural operation of love. Do you know that? It's for ministry. Some people are naturally inclined and some people are just not. Amen. Ephesians 3 verse 16. That he would grant you, grants free. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. To be strengthened with dunamis power by his Holy Spirit in their man. Holy Spirit transferring the dunamis. He's been transferring it up into the service. That Christ may dwell. You're going to get an indwelling of Christ from dunamis power in your heart. Christ always dwells there, but it's the manifest dwelling of Christ. You want greater relationship, get more dunamis. It's going to cause the increase of his indwelling. And his indwelling is going to cause you to be rooted and grounded in love. In love. God kind of love. Praise the Lord. It'll be oozing. Oozing love. And amazing. Dunamis produces, indwelling produces love. That's good stuff. Faith's working by love. Hope, faith. Working by love, dunamis is starting with hope, building the faith, working by love, dunamis, dunamis, dunamis. Dunamis, dunamis, dunamis. Amen. You may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, length, height, and depth. and to know the love of Christ that passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with the fullness. Fullness is coming by dunamis. Fullness. Holy Spirit will fill an atmosphere with church if people would learn to receive more dunamis. Intercessors and the hungry and the thirsty are learning to receive more dunamis, and it's filling the atmosphere. This is a corporate dunamis that's going on right here. It's filling the atmosphere. It's going to continue to increase. It's going to cause hope to increase, faith to increase, love to increase, presence to increase, power will increase, manifested prayer, answered prayer is going to increase. Amen. Everything's on the rise because dunamis is undergirding it, and the Word of God is undergirding it. Amen. Get the Word of God, get dunamis and the Holy Spirit working, and you're going to start seeing a transformation and change. All of this comes from receiving. You have to abide. You're going to get to know the Holy Ghost. You're going to get this if you don't spend time with the Holy Ghost. You have to get to know Him. He's there to transfer all this to you. He's transferring the kingdom. Amen. Glory to God. Now that He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to this dunamis that's working in us. It needs to be working in you. Sometimes you're going to have to stop. There's a lot working in all of us. You got to start registering what's all working inside of me. I need God working up inside of me. You're going to need the foundations by which He builds from. He builds by invisible foundations, but they're clearly seen or discerned by the people who know God. He builds by the invisible substance of dunamis. He builds by the invisible word. It may be visible on that page, but on the page it doesn't do anything. It's when it's sown in the heart. It's invisible, but it's clearly seen to you. I can clearly see the future by way of the word. Glory to God forever. Now, and Him's able to do exceedingly abundantly above according to what? The dunamis that's working. Say it's working. Spend time receiving. Father, I thank You that every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from above, the Father of lights, in whom there's no variable, there's neither shadow of turning. They that receive the abundance of grace reign. Today I receive the abundance of dunamis power that's in Your grace. I receive it freely. It was given to me freely, but I receive it by faith. All over this congregation, lift your hands and receive the dunamis, corporate dunamis power. Receive it into your heart. Receive it in your body. Receive it in your mind. Receive it for hope. Receive it for your faith. Receive it for love. Receive, Father. We receive all that You have. We receive abundantly above and beyond all that we've asked. Give us abundantly above. Let dunamis work in this congregation. Let it work in children's church. Let it work in youth. Let it work, Father. Let dunamis work, Father. Let dunamis work. We receive the working of the invisible substance right now. We receive it, Father, for our homes, for our children, for our families, for our health. We receive it for wealth. We receive it for joy and peace. We receive all that You bring, Holy Spirit. We receive You. We receive the Word that You transfer to us. We receive the evidence of the Word and the substance of dunamis creative power. We receive it. Oh, keep us full, Holy Spirit. Keep this congregation full. Stir the pot. We receive it into the pot. We receive the oil of the kings. We receive the oil of the priests, the two olive trees, releasing dunamis power, kingly dunamis power, priestly dunamis power, apostolic power, apostolic dunamis. We receive the oil of the king, priest, government, dunamis. We receive it into the bowl. We receive it into the bowl. We receive right now. We receive. Father, we receive freely the things You've given to us. We receive. You spared not Your only Son. How shall You not by way of Him freely grant us Your Word? Grant us freely Your Holy Spirit, granting us freely a continual supply of dunamis power from the olive trees. Continual supply of priestly oil, of kingly oil, prophetic oil, oil for love, oil for hope, oil for faith, oil for strength, oil, glory, Spirit of the Lord. Oh, there's, feel that? Spirit of glory doth rest upon us today.
spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, overshadowing of the seven spirits of God, resting upon us, the seven eyes of the Lord, resting upon the lampstand. Let there be light. Hallelujah. Dunamis for light. Dunamis for light. To walk by the light. And a man followeth me shall not walk in darkness. He will have the light of life. But the invisible things of God from the creation of the world were clearly seen by the things that were made, even his eternal dunamis power, first manifestation. Out of darkness, God spoke, let there be light. Dunamis was in the foundation of light itself. The foundation of the world you live in was built from dunamis power. Light, the lighting of the lampstand. The word, the lamp under our feet, a light to our path. In Acts 26, Paul and the Lord were standing in front of him. As an appearance, he said, but rise, stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose. To make thee a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen. He made him a minister of that appearance that day. He made him a minister of the light. But he witnessed that day. He bore witness of that light. One of the main functions of his ministry. In that appearance. When he saw the Lord in full glory. A light that blinded him. And he says, verse 18, to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan and God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and an inheritance. Say, and an inheritance. One of the great inheritances that we get from Father God is light. Not just the light of salvation, but the light to walk. To function, to operate. The light that discerns the hearts and the motives of men. The light that can finish people's sentences. A light that shows you things to come. A light that causes you to be in perfect harmony in what you see the Father doing. A light that allows you to see. The Spirit of the Lord said, I will not leave you in this last day when darkness comes. I said, arise, shine thy light. I will grant light to my people. As never before. I will grant a lamp for them to walk by. I will grant those who walk in the light will clearly discern. Will clearly see. Will be led around and away from danger and temptation. A light that will cause you to move. Even in the systems of this world, it sees beyond the operations thereof, a light that discerns the future with perfect clarity. A light that sees. A light that allows you to have no limitations or boundaries, says the Spirit of grace. It's an inheritance. I have made you a partaker of the inheritance of the saints by and through light. You're a partaker of the inheritance by way of light. You're a partaker of light. Light is your inheritance, says the Spirit of grace. A light that shineth. A light that discerneth. A light that seeth. A light that causes you to walk and not stumble. A light, says the Spirit of grace, a lamp to your feet. I will remove stumbling from the midst of those who can see. Solomon walked in this light. And so shall you, says the Spirit of grace. But this is my promise for this place. Dunamis for hope. Dunamis for faith, dunamis for love, and dunamis for light. I began with light, I will end with light. My church will go out with light. With lamps burning, I will light my people in this last day. The world will clearly make a decision. They will have to love darkness for the light that they see to stay in the darkness. They will have to love it, says the Spirit of grace. For they will see light. But you will walk in light, says the Spirit of the Lord. I will open your future to you. I will let you see beyond your days and beyond your ways, says the Spirit of grace. A discernment that comes from this light that you know not of, says the Spirit of the Lord. A wisdom that cometh from this light. For I stood dumb before the shearers. I opened not my mouth and gave my life that you might have my wisdom and my light. I took your darkness that you have my light, says the Spirit of grace. Walk in the light. Decree the light. Receive the foundations of my light. Let there be light. Let this house be light. Bless us today in fullness. Bless us in grace. Bless us with dunamis power always. God bless you.